to top stories now on ABC News. And of course tonight the main story is that Egyptian judge who sentenced Australian journalist Peter Grester to 7 years in jail after finding him guilty on charges of colluding with a terrorist organisation. Peter Grester's colleagues Mohamed Fahmy and Bahar Mohamed were also sentenced to 7 and 10 years jail respectively. Grester's brother Andrew, who was inside the courtroom when the verdict was read, says he is devastated by the sentence. He says he won't be able to visit his brother in jail today, but is expecting to see him tomorrow.
The federal government is considering new measures to deal with Australians serving with terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq. It's believed there are about 150 Australians and dual nationals fighting as jihadists overseas. The potential threat of homegrown terrorism has prompted the Prime Minister to announce that the government will do whatever it can to protect Australian citizens from extremists returning to the country.
The jury in the murder trial of Gerard Baden-Clay has visited the site where Alison Baden-Clay's body was found in April 2012. The 43-year-old former real estate agent has pleaded not guilty to killing his wife. The jurors were also escorted to the couple's former home to get a better understanding of the evidence presented at the trial.